This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this great Thursday morning. It's pretty nice outside, not going to rain. Go out and do whatever the hell you want to do. Summer's just about over. And you know, I listen every morning to my intro, and I've had so many people compliment me, and they can compliment me on that. I'm no leader of no organization, but I am the one who put this 3 or 4 minutes, and I've had a few people say, well, you know, Bob, it's 3 or 4 minutes you could talk are kind of wasted, and I jumped their ass. No, it's not wasted. That's to remember our brave military heroes and our loved ones who have passed on before us. And if you can't take a couple minutes out to remember our loved ones, if you can't take a couple minutes out to remember all of our brave military heroes, past, present, and future, some who gave all and all who gave some, then you're an asswipe, no count, good for nothing bastard, and please don't listen. And again, I don't give a damn who listens. I've got an hour to talk, say what I want. I'm going to say what I want. I'm not trying to please anybody. I'm just trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to tell the truth, as unfiltered as it may be. I'm telling you the truth. You won't get it anywhere else. Everybody's bitching and niggers, 15, 18,000 complaints on me. Everybody wants to shut you up. And until they do shut me up, I'm not going to shut up. And I say it's amazing. We do that minute of silence, and I get chills every time. Every time I hear it, every time I think about the loved ones that have passed on before me, every time I think about these brave military heroes that I get up in the morning and I can walk free, I can talk free, I can take the opportunity that's given me and everybody else to make a good living. To make a good living for me and my family, to live properly in this great country, to live free. Free is the operative word, to live free in this great country. So any of you asswipe, no count, good for nothing, rotten bastards that think it's a waste of time, please kiss my white, old, wrinkled, red, white, and blue, hairy, stinky ass, will you? Because I love this country. I love this country today and every day. I love what it stands for. It's not perfect. Said before, country's far, far, far from being perfect, but we're the best country on this green earth of ours, and we're gonna have to do what we have to do to keep it that way. Now, we're gonna make mistakes. We made mistakes back in the day. We made mistakes during slavery, but see, that's 300-400 years. That's over with, people. We can feel bad about it, but I'm not gonna pay for it. And all you proud white people and some proud black people, you shouldn't have to pay for it. It was a bad time in our country's history, a bad time. But it's past. We got to worry about the future. We got to worry about our children, our grandchildren's future. We can't sit back and worry about, oh, 400 years, we need something. And I'm not trying to even give the niggers crap on this. It's just not right. And even the niggers know it's not right. But they're going to keep it up and keep it up. And all I say, I just wanted to get that out. All I say is that as long as I have a radio show, which I don't know how much longer that may be, you're going to hear the moment of silence. Because I'm thankful for having the opportunity to speak free in this great, well, I can speak free. There's consequences of speaking free, and there really shouldn't be in this great United States of America. That's why you have, I've been fighting politicians forever, and I'll continue to fight them. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, but like winning the World Series, nobody goes 180 games win and no losses. You're going to lose sometime. You're going to lose sometime, but you have to just keep on trucking. Just keep on trucking, and you'll win. You'll win in the end. You people all know I go to a Grafton. I've got some properties up there. Love Grafton. It's the Key West. It's the Key West of the Midwest. Great time. Great people up there. This weekend, the world-famous Hog Pit, they're having bands all weekend up in Grafton for the Labor Day celebration. And they have Andrew Sevener. He's from The Voice. He's going to be up at the Hog Pit from 7 to 10 p.m. Actually, tonight, Thursday, tonight at the Hog Pit. If you guys can get up there, this is a gentleman that performed on The Voice. I don't know if he won or not, but Andrew Severin, what a great entertainer. He'll be performing from 7 to 10 p.m. tonight in Grafton at the world-famous Hog Pit. So if you guys can come there and maybe have a good time, and there'll be bands all weekend celebrating the Labor Day weekend at the Hog Pit in, again, beautiful, beautiful Grafton, Illinois, the Key West of the Midwest, 7 to 10 p.m. tonight, Andrew Severin. So we're going to be up there. Hope you guys can make it. If you can, fine. If you can't, hey, I understand. I can't believe now all of a sudden everybody in St. Louis, the mayor, they want this done, they want that done. The mayor wants a law requiring having permits. Now, Mayor Crewson, you idiot, stupid little bitch, and I say that because you are a stupid little bitch if you talk this way. You know, the good people will go out and they'll pay the $10, $20, $30, which is another tax, to get the permit, because they're good people. They're good people. They're going to adhere to every law in the land. Well, probably not speeding and a few others, but the serious laws they're going to adhere to because, as I said, they're good people. It's the bad people. You think a no good, rotten son of a bitch, whether it be a nigger, a cracker, or a honky, because there's always enough shame and blame in that game to go around for the white, the bad whites and the bad blacks. Do you think a son of a bitch that's going to go out there and try to kill somebody, try to rob somebody, sell dope, try to rape somebody, try to carjack? Do you honestly think that bum gives a damn about having a permit for a gun? See, and you people think about it. And I don't know if there's anybody that's listening that's had a family member killed by a no good thug with a gun. But don't let him okie-fadoke you. It's not control of the gun. And I know people will say, yeah, and I'm not a gun freak. It's control of the people. But for Mayor Crewson and all of them, it says here that the guy said that taking guns away from law-abiding citizen, it says, what's the plan for taking away the guns from criminals? That's the operative question, people. What is the plan for taking away guns from the criminals? Good people can have guns. Good people, oh, if you got a gun and you don't have a permit and you're good people, it makes you bad? Hell no, it doesn't make you bad. That's just the government making you go pay more taxes. You hear me? More taxes to get a permit. You're going to be decent with that gun. You're not going to kill anybody with that gun, whether you have a permit or you don't have a permit. But that's what these politicians do. They always want to flip the script. They always want to take the focus off the main issue and put it on sidebar issues. That's what they always, always, always do. And you good people know that. Let's have permits for guns. What do you mean, let's have permits for guns? Says Crewson wants cities like St. Louis to require concealed weapon permits. What the hell does that make any difference? We've got concealed carry permits over here in Illinois. When it first started, everybody, oh, there's going to be killings in the street. The state's a little bit, I say, just a little bit safer. People with concealed carry permits, they don't go out killing people. Those are decent people trying to abide by all the laws. But for Crewson, for the chief over there, Hayden, for any of those stupid bastards, and it's disrespectful to the families of members who have somebody been killed over in St. Louis to say, oh, we need to have permits. What the hell would a permit have to do with that little girl being killed, a little boy being killed a little while back, a little girl in her bedroom being killed. Do you think those idiots, and they were niggers up there in North St. Louis, so you niggers get pissed at me for saying niggers. They weren't proud black people. They were niggers. They were rotten-ass niggers. You think he had a permit? You think the people that killed this boy this last weekend, you think, oh, well, we got to go out and get a gun permit because if we don't have one, we'll get arrested and pay a $100 fine. Now, we're going to take that gun permit, whether we have it or not, and we're going to go out and kill a young boy, and we're going to go out and shoot up the streets at a football jamboree on a Friday night. Do you think the bums, Leiterkreuzen, do you think the bums give a damn? Do you think they give a damn about concealed permits? If you think so, you're an idiot. But again, that takes the focus off the major slaughtering, and I say slaughtering, and I use that term very loosely, but it is slaughtering of the people in primarily North St. Louis. Now, they're gonna have a cure violence situation, and you know what they're gonna do with the cure violence? They're gonna pay people, they're gonna train people to come out into the streets and talk to people about violence. What the hell you mean, talk to people about violence? You don't have to talk to people about violence, I don't think. I do not think, because I think they know about violence. I think they all know about violence, but they have another vigil, and that's okay. And it's unbelievable that Leiterkreuzen, now the blacks are saying, while the activists were fighting Jim Crow and the Ku Klux Klan, our challenges are internal. This Clark says, I guess his name's James Clark, he's the one that from the outreach program who's got $400,000 or $500,000, and I want to compliment him on that. Our challenges are internal. I don't hear him saying, hey, let's get gun permits. I don't hear the black community saying, let's get gun permits. All I'm hearing is a politician saying, let's get gun permits so the good people will be harassed even more. The good people aren't gonna go out and kill in the middle of the night, you idiots. It's the criminals, it's the niggers, it's the crackers, it's the hunkies, it's the low-life bastards. Let's go ahead and take a few callers. Go ahead, Jesse, you're on the dark side.
Bob, you know what, man? We need to take and salute you, because I'm gonna tell you what, you make my day every dang day when we take a moment of silence, because I remember my mother, my dad, and my grandparents and cousins and uncles and aunties I've lost. You do a hell of a job. They need to salute you as long as I do.
Well, you know what, Jesse? Thank you. And I will take that compliment. When people say they're for me and for the cause, you know, I'm not the leader of the cause, I'm the messenger. But Jesse, thanks for the call. I will take that compliment, because people in the radio business, and again, I'm not a radio guy. I can be off this radio tomorrow, wouldn't give a damn. I'm not a trained professional, as you all know, because I'm one of you. See, I'm one of you. I'm one of you people. I'm not one of these well-trained radio people. But nobody else in the radio business throughout this country has that moment of silence. And it does take a 2 or 3 minutes. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to take 2 or 3 minutes to remember those brave military heroes that give us the right for us and our families to live free. We're not going to take a minute or 2 or 3 to remember all of our loved ones who have passed on before us. See, we're all too busy every day. Every day, everybody's too busy. My son passed. I think about him every day, but there's times where I don't think about him as much. But when I hear that moment of silence every day, that gives me a minute or two, as Jesse said, to remember our loved ones, to remember our brave military. Radio people said, Bob, they'll turn the radio off if you spend 2 or 3 minutes honoring our brave military heroes, honoring our loved ones who passed on before us. It doesn't make any difference. They'll turn it off. And you know what I told this guy, and he's a big radio guy in St. Louis. I said, hey, I hope they turn it off and keep it off. Because, see, I don't give a damn. I don't make a penny whether you guys listen to me or not. And I'm talking about, I got more enemies listening to me to understand and see what I'm going to say so they can make another complaint to try to get me off the air. That's all they give a damn, but I'll be damned. There's going to be a moment of silence today, every day. There's been a moment of silence for every show I've ever aired the last 6, 8 years. Or however long it's been, I'm an old man, I don't remember. But that moment of silence is probably, well, it really is If I was a professional radio guy, it'd still be the best part of my show. But as rotten as I am and unprofessional as I am, it's definitely the best part of my show. Go ahead, Blake. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
I'm great. Always thankful that I get to listen to your program and get to hear the truth.
Well, thank you, sir. That made my day. Thank you very much.
I'd like to share something with you, if I might.
Go right ahead.
Yesterday, on one of the networks, they were reporting that St. Louis is number one in the nation as far as dangerous cities. But they qualified that, Bob, and said, however, the St. Louis area is also home to, and I don't remember the number now, but several of the safest cities in America. And they name them. Town and Country, Ladue, Clayton, and I can't remember them all, Bob, but being an individual out here listening to that, I thought, now what's the difference between those communities? And a logical man would say most of that murder, and I think exclusively, all those young black children, where are they killed? They're killed in the black community. Now, we know how to take care of that problem. It's stop and frisk. But our government tells us that that's racist and that's racial profiling. Well, if you were a police captain and ran a police department, where would you put your resources? You wouldn't put them in Town and Country. You wouldn't put them in Clayton. You wouldn't put them in Ladue. You'd put them in North St. Louis. But if you do that, your government tells you you're being a racist.
You know, Blake, I just I know maybe you were listening. It says this James Clark said, our challenges are internal. And their challenges are internal, Blake. But let me tell you, St. Louis is St. Louis. Ladue, Chesterfield, Clayton are different entities, are different worlds. They're worlds apart. And you know why I believe they're worlds apart? Because of the white people. Because of the white people and the proud black people. The niggers in North St. Louis, they don't give a damn. Do you notice, Blake, and I don't want to get you involved, I don't know what your take is on the black community, but don't you notice that every time there's a killing in North St. Louis, they have a visual, they let balloons go up, but nobody gets all excited. But let a white police officer push a black man into a police car who doesn't want to get in there, who was arrested, they'll put that part on video, it'll go viral, and they'll be violence in the street. Don't you agree?
I couldn't agree more, Bob. Look at Jaron Wilson and that thug Michael Brown. Look at that. We got a memorial in Ferguson to Michael Brown. What does that say about the black community? Come on, people.
No, Blake. Blake, I got to interrupt you momentarily. No, not, no. What you say? What do they think about that, or say about that in the black? That's the nigger community. Proud black people would not stand for that. I've got so many proud black friends who bust their ass, who have jobs, who take care of their families, who don't rape, rob, steal, sell dope, or kill. It's the niggers. And you know, down in Arkansas and places, they're the honkies and the crackers. But we're talking about the St. Louis area, and the St. Louis area's problem is not the proud blacks, but it's the niggers, it's the niggers, it's the niggers, and if anybody says any different, they're a damn liar. Everybody's moving out of St. Louis, 800,000 people at one time, now 300-some-odd thousand. Everybody that can move to Ladue, Chesterfield, Clayton, decent white and decent black, Blake, they're moving out there, but the niggers are destroying this whole city of St. Louis, agree or not?
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Bob, but I guess, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I agree with you 100%, but the majority of the black community keeps voting, and Lida Cruson's a prime example, and Claire McCaskill's another one. If you keep voting for these same people, and I don't care how many marches and how many balloons you let go,
right?
If you think things are going to change, and you keep putting these same people in office that do absolutely nothing but harm your community, I don't get it.
You know what, Blake? Here's what they say. Slavery 300-400 years ago. I've been around the black community all my life. I'm 70 years old. I've been a policeman in East St. Louis, a black community, the chief of police in Washington Park, a black community. The black mayor hired me because they knew what kind of job I'd do. But it's political slavery, Blake. They want to keep these white politicians primarily, and it's their fault too. When I say at the end of the show it's the politicians' fault, it always is. They want to keep these blacks on that political plantation, and they want to tell the blacks, hey, you don't have to get out and get a job. We're going to give you aid. We're going to give you a phone. We're going to give you food. We're going to give you a house. Just make sure you vote Democrat. And I think the black community, the proud blacks, have got out of that philosophy. But I think the niggers, I think that's just embedded in them, in their families. And when they have children and grandchildren, it's the same cycle. And until that's broken, these niggers, they will vote for somebody that killed their aunt if they're going to get some money, because they don't know who the hell they're voting for. In the whole black communities, they don't know who they're voting for two-thirds of the time. Blake, I've been there. I've watched my people pass out money, and they'd vote for the devil. They'd vote for Hitler if they get a little bit of money in their hand. You agree?
Well, I agree 100%, Bob. And how many times have you and I and all the federal taxpayers paid tax money to rebuild North St. Louis?
No.
How many millions and millions of dollars go up there, and the results stay the same?
Well, Blake, they say in the newspaper, all these black leaders, they need more money, they need to build more, they need to have more money for this, more money for that. We've been giving them more money, Blake, for the last 30, 40 years, and it's done no good, has it?
Absolutely not. And then they ask for reparations on top of all the millions of dollars they've already gotten.
Hey, Blake, you're as frustrated as I am, but hey, you keep the faith. Sooner or later, it's going to come to a head, and I hope there's no violence, but the white community, see, the niggers, they're not mad at me because I say nigger. They're mad at me because I'm exposing them to the white community, and white people are finally starting to think, and I think this movement's not going on just in the St. Louis area, but all throughout this country, and I think white people are saying, hey, that crazy no-good romantic, he's a no-good son of a bitch, but he's right. We've given enough. And we're not going to take a back seat when we've earned a seat at the front of the bus. Blake, what do you think?
God bless you, Bob. Keep speaking the truth. We love you out here.
Hey, thank you very much, Blake. You guys have made my day. And again, I'm not here to get compliments. When I do something, I'll take compliment for it. But all I'm doing is reporting the facts. Now, I may have these facts unfiltered. You may not like the way you hear them. But if they are truth, they are the truth today and every day. Let's go one more before break. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I just wanted to say thank you very much for your show.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely the best show. I'm going to go out and say the world.
Well, thank you.
Not just in this country.
Well, hey, Steve, call the FCC. They've got about 5 million complaints. But go ahead. I appreciate the compliment. What's going on in your world, buddy?
Well, you said you wouldn't care if you were off the air tomorrow, but I'm sure there's millions of people that would, because you're the only chance we have to try to get these issues resolved. I got a couple comments. One about the white mayor. I guess I can call her a white bitch.
You sure can. Go one more time.
Yeah.
Let's give it to her one more time, Steve.
A white bitch. I'd rather lie to your cruising, as you like to call her.
Okay.
That we appreciate.
Well, thank you.
I saw her on the news the other night. I think it was Monday night, Bob. She said, and if you'll think back to last year when they had the State Highway Patrol patrolling the city of St. Louis.
Right.
And then the nigger bitch, Kim Gardner, she didn't have the money or the resources to prosecute any of those tickets that they had written in the city. And so Lida Cruson was on there the other night, and she said she was going to talk to the mayor, to the governor, to see if she could get the State Highway Patrol to help patrol the city of St. Louis. And then she said again about the gun permits, which is a complete waste of time. But if you think back, why have the Highway Patrol in there? That's going to do nothing, because Miss Nigger Bitch Kim Gardner, she can't prosecute anybody in there because she doesn't have the resources or the manpower to do that.
Steve,
and
you know, I'll tell you what, you I don't know, I don't know how old you are or what color you are, but you actually, everything you said, and I usually don't agree with everything people say, but I agree with everything you say, and I think with Lyda Crewson and Gardner, it's a lack of leadership. You could have a policeman on every corner, and that's not going to stop this crime. As that black man said, it's an internal thing, and it has to be stopped internally, and all this money and all this crap they give you, give the niggers on the outside, is not going to help the violence. We're going to have to stop the violence by whatever we have to do. And if there's some violence involved, if there's a killing involved for somebody to try to kill a policeman, I'm not for violence, but I say let it be, because if not, violence is going to run rampant throughout our whole country. Don't you think, Steve?
Absolutely, and I think one thing that would certainly help would be let the police do their job. Don't scrutinize them every time they try to make an arrest. Honestly, I have no idea how we even have any police.
You know,
I don't know how they put up with it. But,
you know, Steve, when I was a policeman back in the 70s and 80s in East St. Louis, it was amazing. It was amazing. We had to fight City Hall back then. These policemen are fighting on the inside, and then they're going to the outside and fighting the criminals. And I agree with you, Steve. There's going to be a point in time, the next 10, 15 years, that we're going to have second-rate people as police officers, because all the decent people, both black and white, men and women, they're not going to get involved in police work. Steve, we're up against a hard break. Thank you very much, and you have a real good holiday weekend, buddy.
I'll try you again, and you also, Bob. I got a few more comments.
Okay, you have a good one. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio as always, Renegade Radio as always, and we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side, and as always, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it until the day they put me under. And until then, I'm going to speak my piece. And you good people out there, whether you agree with me or not, you have every right to speak your piece. You don't have every right to go out and kill somebody, go out and rape and rob and steal. You don't have every right to burn down a town. But you have every right to your opinion, because this is the great United States of America, and we have our right to have our opinions heard. Not to be believed, not to be liked, but to be heard. And before we get going, callers, I'll get with you momentarily. St. Louis Post-Dispatch a few days ago, front page top fold after the killing of that 8-year-old little girl. They've got the two sisters, the mother and the two sisters of the little girl that was killed. Now, follow me. front page top fold, a great big picture of the mother hugging the two kids, and the two kids are traumatized, I'm sure. The two kids are crying. You know, those families are in pain and misery. Let them air out their pain and miseries in peace and privacy. But no, front page, top fold in the Post Disgrace, the St. Louis Post Disgrace, probably one of the worst papers in the country. They're going to show a picture of them crying. Now, that's what I want to see, the pain and suffering of two sisters and the pain and suffering of a mother. I know what they're going through. You people have lost family members and friends. You know what they're going through. It doesn't have to be front page, top fold in a newspaper, but see, people pick up that newspaper and then they'll buy it. Oh, hell, we want to buy this to see what's going on. I think any family that one of their family members have been victimized or killed, I don't believe, and I never have and never would, I don't believe the newspapers, the radio stations, the television stations, they should stay out. Give those people some privacy. Let those people mourn. Let those people mourn in peace. Those people need to mourn in peace, not on the front page of some asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing newspaper. But having said that, I just thought that just stuck bad with me. That stuck bad with me to have that... to have that happen and be on the front page. And you can put the article out there. That's news. It's understandable. But you don't put a picture of the grieving family crying and mourning the loss of their loved ones on the front page of a newspaper, not in the front page of a TV station or not on the radio. Go ahead, Adam. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. How you doing today?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say I agree with all the callers before me. Your show is great. I love the intro. I love what you do.
Thank you very much, sir. Go right ahead.
And, back to what you said just a second ago, just like those shootings we had, those bad shootings we had, what was it, in Ohio and Texas? The reporters would not stay away. It's like, leave these people alone. You know, you're not going to make it any better being down there asking these questions when these people are traumatized by what happened.
Yeah, you know, Adam, isn't it amazing? You know, if their family member was killed, do you think they'd want some microphone in their face asking how you feel? That I hear that all the time, and I'd like to put my foot up their asses. Oh, how do you feel? How the hell you think they feel? They lost a loved one. They lost a relative. You know how they feel. You don't need to do this for ratings, but don't it piss you off, Adam?
Yeah, it does. I mean, if I was like that, I'd have to be medicated if one of my members of my family was put under by a bullet. I'd have to be medicated. You'd have to just lay me in a bed and tie me down. I'd go crazy.
You know, Adam, I feel the same way, but isn't it amazing how the news media today, they all have to be politically correct. See, that's why they don't like me, Adam, because I'm not politically correct. I'm not going to be politically correct. I'm going to give you the truth and then move on. These guys want to play on a subject for days and days and weeks, and it's not right to the families.
Definitely isn't. I wonder if I could make one more point. There was something I read on KMOX this morning about something J.B. Pritzker signed into law about high schools or something like that. It was requiring them to teach LGBTQ to the children before they're out of high school, I believe. Now, how the heck is that supposed to make anybody accept that?
Yeah.
You're shoving it down their throats. They're not going to accept it, you know?
Well, Adam, I haven't read that, but let me tell you, at the end of the day, if I had children in school, I would pull them out of school. I'd homeschool them before I'd let them LGBT. Oh, what's good in being a transgender? You know, they're trying to make our society something it doesn't want to be. But all these minimal minority groups, they want to take charge now because the niggers are minorities, not the proud blacks. Always keep them out of the equation. The niggers, the minority, they're starting to take control. Oh, if a nigger says something, let's don't do anything about it because we don't want our towns burned down. Adam, thank you very much. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I heard you, my friend. By old power, by the way.
Okay.
They need to label these niggers black terrorists. They don't, you know, you got Al-Qaeda and you got El Shabaab over there in the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
They need to label these niggas terrorists. and send them to Guantanamo. See, I'm a nigga, so I know
Wait a minute, Joe. Are you a rapist, robber, dope pusher, killer, carjacker? Are you those things?
Can I admit something to you and your radio audience? I'm a 45-year-old nigga without a felony. So.
No,
I'm not none of that.
No, but then you're not a nigger. Why would you disrespect yourself? You know what? I thought I was going to have a good conversation with the... Hey, Joe, I take that back. You are a stupid, low-life, good-for-nothing, greasy, sleazy, living underneath a rock, dope-pushing, nigger, 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 nigger. 6 times, so you people want to complain. It's no good, asswipe. I thought I was going to get a black man, and I tried to defend the man. 45 years old, never been in, well, he says that. He's probably just got out of jail, probably got 2 or 3 boyfriends, probably mad because he lost his boyfriends when he got out of jail. But I'm sure old Joe, Nigger Joe, I'll have to start calling him Nigger Joe. Nigger Joe will do something to go back to jail so he can get back with his love relationship with his boyfriend, girlfriend, transgender friend, whatever that is. Let's go ahead, Michael. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I wanted to call. I agree, totally lost her proverbial mind. If she thinks she can regulate guns, then it's protected in the Second Amendment. I bet you right now, as we speak, the NLA has already filed lawsuits. She tried doing this crap once before, and she's trying to override state law. And Governor Parsons, a former sheriff in southern Missouri, he guns aren't the problem, thugs are the problem.
Yeah. You know what? Hold on a second, Michael. I've got this article, and you just reminded me of it. This person had guns and ammunition and was studying mass shootings and making plans to kill people. 19-year-old Paul Stiber. He was a freshman from Boston University, in Boston from High Point University, was charged with 2 felony counts of having a gun. Now, I would ask you, and I know you agree with me, Mike, all these gun crazy control freaks, here's a college student in a nice university, 19 years old, sitting in his dorm thinking about killing people. Now, he can legitimately have a gun. You don't think he's going to take that legitimate gun and do something with it? My point to you, Michael, and everybody else, if a bum wants to get a gun, and there are people that never been in trouble that kill people and then they're in trouble, if they want to get a gun, they're going to get a gun. Having a permit has nothing to do with the violence in the street, but Lida Cruson, Michael, will say that and try to pull the focus off on something else, on gun safety, on gun control, rather than her ineptness, rather than her lack of any kind of leadership to stop the crime, the violent crime in North St. Louis. Agree?
I totally agree. She don't go to North St. Louis. And you know what? When she gets rid of her bodyguards, because he's...
Hello? Well, we must have lost him. Good point. When she gets rid of her bodyguards, she's not going to be walking the street. She knows how unsafe it is. But I still say to that, and a point I've made before, Lida Cruson, all you white bitches and guys out there that are saying, oh, white privilege is wrong and we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Why don't you move to North St. Louis? Why don't you move your asses with all your money to North St. Louis, help develop that area? No, you're all talking, you know, you can talk the talk every day, and you do talk the talk every day, but you never walk that walk. It's easy. It's easy to say something, but it's not so easy to do something. But Lida Cruson, all of you that cry, all of you to say all the white people were wrong, the police officer was wrong in Ferguson, all the black communities getting screwed over, put the soccer park in North St. Louis. You're not going to do that. Invest in some businesses in North St. Louis. You're not going to do that. Move your asses, white asses, to North St. Louis. No, you're not going to do that, but you'll take up for the blacks other than that. You'll talk the crap all day. Then you'll go home to your, you know, Stacey Newman in Clayton. They'll all go to their gated communities. They'll always want to talk the talk because that's the thing to do. No, the thing to do is get some action. And if we don't all come together, there's not going to be any action. And like I said earlier, talking to one of the callers, here's a North Carolina University student arrested for gun and ammunition in his dorm room and he was studying how to have mass shootings in his school. Now, doesn't make any difference. He had a gun. He's a decent guy. He could have got a gun permit. He's going to do what he's going to do. Violence is in the person, not in the gun. But they always want to flip the script, and that's what Lyda Crewson's done. That's what all these ignorant bastards in St. Louis have done. Now they want the Republican governor to come help it. Well, you guys could have helped it 20, 15, 30 years ago by having the police department having their backs, having the police department doing what they're supposed to do other than chastising one or two bad apples in the bunch. There's bad apples in everybody's bunch. There's bad apples in everybody's bunch. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back, or unwelcome back to the dark side, however you want to feel about it. I just had a real, real good friend of mine text me and said, Kim Gardner should have plenty of money to prosecute all cases since she's pleading out all the murder cases in St. Louis. That makes these thugs know they can kill and just get a few years. The one at the Ballpark Village, my friend said, then let the nigger plead out to 4 years for killing somebody for murder. See, that's what these incompetent bastards do. That's what these racist bastards, and if you don't think Kim Gardner is a racist, is a nigger racist, you're crazy. She's one of the biggest racists around, but she'll talk that crap on the white boys. She'll talk that crap on the white boys, but can't be racist if you're black. Bull crap. We've got another caller, we think. His name's Barry. Go ahead, Barry. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Go right ahead.
I want to make a comment on this. These killing in St. Louis. It's not the proud black people that are doing the killing.
I agree.
It's the niggers.
I agree 100%.
And let me tell you something. Niggers are like roaches. If you can call pest control out, spray your house down or whatever, but if you're living like a pig, they're going to come back. We got to quit feeding these niggers all this free aid. It's cool for them to drop out of school at 16. They tell kids at a young age, you got to go to school when you get 16. Okay, what a dropout going to become? A nigger. You can't make money to take care of yourself, so then you're going to start selling drugs. So it's like they got to change the cycle and clean up St. Louis, then the niggers will leave.
Hey, Barry, are you a proud black man?
Yes, sir. I'm a proud black man.
Okay, and you know what? You are a proud black man because you think right. You're not after somebody because they've got black skin, because you've got black skin. You're after the people, and you hit it on the head. It's not the proud blacks like yourself that are out trying the work, trying to provide for their family, being decent, not rape, rob, stealing. It's the niggers, and it's the same on the white side. There's these crackers and these hunkies, these white ignorant bastards that do the same thing. But the problem, Barry, is in North St. Louis with the slaughtering of some decent black people And if the black community don't come together with the white community and try to stop it, it's never going to be stopped. But Barry, like I say every day, the politicians want to divide and conquer us. They've been doing it for years and years, and they continue to do it. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. And they don't have a problem with what's going on. Because they're not affecting them on a daily basis.
You know, Barry, hey, you're 100% right. What area do you live in, Barry?
I stay in Belle Fountain, but I work in the city.
Okay. Well, then you see the best and the worst of both worlds. But let me tell you what, Barry, it's been an honor to talk with a proud black man like you, and I mean that seriously. You understand the situation. You understand it. It's not a white thing. There's white problems. There's racial problems on both sides of the racial aisle. But the major problem is this violence, and it has nothing to do with whites against blacks or blacks against whites. It's the good people against the criminals, and we better understand that and do something about it, or we're all going to suffer in the end. Don't you agree?
It is. It's like St. Louis is slowly becoming East St. Louis. it's getting there. It's getting there real quick.
It sure is. Barry, thank you very much for the call. You have a good day at work. Have a safe holiday weekend. And there's Barry, a proud, proud black man. I wish everybody was like Barry. I wish it, not just black people, white people. Go out and do a job and try to take care of your community. That's what we all need to do. But apparently it's always do for me, do for me. Well, it's time to go, people. Don't forget, tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at the world-famous Hog Pit in beautiful Grafton, Illinois, the Key West of the Midwest, Andrew Severer. He was on The Voice. He was contested. I think he won The Voice. I don't really know. But he's going to be performing at the world-famous Hog Pit in Grafton, Illinois from 7 to 10 p.m. And the Hog Pit's going to have bands all weekend celebrating the Labor Day, 4th of July. Going to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday. So if you guys can get to the beautiful, beautiful town of Grafton, Illinois, please do. And as always, it's time to go. And as always, we can blame these politicians, these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten bastard politicians for all this crap going on, because they could stop it. They make laws to tax us and tax us and tax us, but never make laws to save us, to save us, to save us. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, at the end of the day, we have to destroy them. As I always say, never, never, never any violence. I deplore violence. Never any violence. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. Destroy them at the polls. Politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of of both proud white and proud black population. The Nigger Nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration. No longer being a low-life nigger of the Nigger Nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the Nigger Nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQ.